Are we on, Jim? Because we left off last week, still trying to plow our way through this long Tosus. The Tosus is really trying to solve a whole array of different technical halakhic issues, because the Gemara is assuming that there exists a concept of Gezel Hager, Balay Hager Kotam. That's the whole drasha, namely Ishgoel, Isha, that's a halakhsela, Kotam Yitzel Laksela. So there exists a concept of a Ger Kotam owning money, got himself into a mess of it in Torah. A shvua, the whole story of a Ger Kotam. So first Tosus is dealt with, how does he have money in the first place? Spent two shvua on that. Then last week we spoke about, how is there ever shvua in the first place? Normally there's no shvua. We dealt with that. So now Tosus asks the most basic question, how did you get a Ger Kotam in the first place? How in the world did this person convert? Clearly he's a labar das, and everybody knows if he das, he's about to be Megayah. So Tosus was willing, possibly, to go down the route of Zach Dan Rishol Bafanov. Maybe we're going to supply the das on his behalf, the same way we will supply das on behalf of Kotan to receive him a ton on his behalf. So Tosus gets very, very weary with that. That's the last place you want to go, says Tosus, because this is all part of Tosus' general theory that Zechiah doesn't work for Kotan in the Torah. This is part of the Pisma of Zechiah Mitam Shlichos from 3 weeks ago. And therefore, just fall back on Ger Kotan, calling every Ger Kotan based on Zachshon Mephanov, is not going to work with the Torah. Now, Tosus is well aware of a Gemara in Super Staff Yidalef that talks about that, but Tosus in a little while is going to make a little bit less of that Gemara than we thought it was. So Tosus is kind of purposely ignoring that Gemara right now. They're just focusing on Sabaches, on the Bezen Sanhedrin, give me a Ger Kotan in the Torah, and don't go down the route of Zechiah. So Tosus comes up with a possible suggestion, so let's take a look back at the Tosus Sabaches of the days. The Tosus says it's four lines into the wide line, in the middle of the fourth wide line. V'yei Shlomar, k'gon shen is gai ra'imo, k'shehim u'beres, k'nyamin v'per k'orel, eishas avin k'chom u'beres, shen is gai ra'bino in tzarech tevila. So it tells, I found you a case of a ger kotan min haTorah without having to invoke Zechiah. His mother converted while she was pregnant. And therefore, he's considered to be a ger. He doesn't have any other yorshim. We're going to try to fine tune that a little bit later on. But he doesn't have any other yorshim. So he meets the criteria. And this guy became Jewish men of Torah. And there was no need to fall back on Zachar Shalom Bafanov. That's the goal of Tosus. Because if that last piece of information is not correct, if you're going to have to fall back on Zachar Shalom Bafanov, then Tosus accomplished absolutely nothing. Because if you're already relying on Zachar Shalom Bafanov, so talk about a regular Ger Kotam. My Hanilon, who bearish in his guy. So clearly Tosus has the goal to find the Ger Kotam, not having to go down the route of Zachar, and they discovered America. Who bearish in his guy. So I state in Tosus. Now, this answer is a loaded statement, because it's actually subject to Machlokes in the Gemara itself. Because if you take a look at the Manakamas, so I think I said this. I don't know, so I had like different thoughts along the way of the last couple of days. Some I told you bring the Gemaras, and then I realized if I tell you to bring four Gemaras, you guys are going to be coming with suitcases. So I gave up and I started making, send pictures to some of the other Gemaras. So I don't remember, I think Yvonne said not to bring, or Yvonne said sent, I don't remember anymore. But whatever it is, if it's on the phone or if not, and those who have Gemaras, it's on Yvonne Staff Ein Ches Amud Aleph. I think it's a general rule, most people have Gemaras on the phones at this point. Yeah, okay, so I think we're going to work with that assumption from now on. So, what?
Call
out Tyra Kula. Call out Tyra Kula, yeah. I mean, if we're on Gemara, that's already, we already have a way, way past that. I'm still in the Gemara's. So, comes to Gemara Yavamis, Ayin Chesem and Aleph, and tells us there's an absolute statement, Chayk Bilal Yavor, it's three lines from the bottom of Ayin Chesem and Aleph, the Yom Arava, Nachmis, Muberish, and Esgayra, Benoin Tzarech Tevila. That if a non Jewish woman converts, the child born does not have to be tovel the mikvah. Does not have to be misgayer. Presumably, he was really misgayer. Now, wait a second. Hold the phone. How did that happen? So, the Gemara here happens to be discussing the intricacies of a sugya called uber yerachimo or uber lav yerachimo. How does the halacha view the relation between the fetus and the mother? So, according to one opinion in the Gemara, uber yerachimo, The uber is considered to be literally like a leg of the mother. It's part of the mother's body. So the Gemara said in this context, if you hold uber yerech imo, then it's obvious that benoyan tzorach tevilah. The same way when the person converts, the arms, the legs, and everything else, every other part of the body converts, so the uber converts as well. But what if you hold uber lav yerech imo? So how does this child ain't tzorach tevilah? So the Gemara comes up with a very, very creative solution. We're going back to Chesed and Aleph. The Gemara says, "Amay in tzarach tefillah to launch on the bottom." V'chiteima mishum Rabbi Yitzchak. The Yom Rabbi Yitzchak about Torah Ruba Machir Lov Chaytzeitz. Ruba Shira Machir Lov Eino Chaytzeitz. The top of Ayin Chesed Beis. So says the Gemara, maybe it works based on the following: the uber converted separately and distinctly from the mother by simply going under the water. Because after all, it went when the mother goes under the water, so the uber inside also went under the water. Ah, and you're bothered. Isn't the mother's body a chetzitza? Rabbi Yitzchak told us, Eino Makpid. The baby's very happy to have the mother there. It's not interested in leaving the mother at 5 months old. So 5 months inside in utero. So maybe the mother's body is not a chetzitza. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Mamar of Kahana, lo shana ruva v'kula chetzitz. If you have somebody that's chetzitz entirely on something, even if it's Eino Makpid, it's a problem in a Torah. And therefore, the uber cannot be... It could not be categorized as being tova on its own, because if so, the mother's body should be a chetzitza. So the Gemara, nah, it's not chetzitza. Shiny uber, the Hainu Rav say, since the uber is growing naturally, that's what's supposed to happen. Chetzitza means I superimpose the bandage on you. I put contact lenses on. I put on nail polish. Those are potential chetzitza issues. The fetus is supposed to be growing inside the mother. Inside the mother, the baby's not going to survive. So obviously, that's what's supposed to be happening. That's called Hainu Rav sound. That by definition, I call the chetzitza. The Gemara in those five lines just told us a tremendous yisod, actually two tremendous yisodos. There are two ways of understanding this sugya of Muberishin Sgaira. Everyone agrees that the dinner is true. There's no shiloh about it. Muberishin Sgaira, but not to it. It's a statement of Rava, not negotiable. Why is it true? Depending on what you think about Uber Yerechimo. If you think Uber is Yerechimo, then it's obvious that the Geirus is Chal as part of the mother's Geirus. If you hold Uber as Lav Yerechimo, then the Geirus is not part of the mother's Geirus. It's Chal as a separate, independent Geirus. The mother's converting, and the baby's converting. So those are the two pshatim in the Gemara. So now let's go back to Tosfos Sanhedrin. So Tosfos is telling us that we're searching high and low for a Geir Katan that's not going to have to go down the route of Zach and Arush on the front of. So I understand, if you hold Uber Yerechimo, that the baby converts as part of the mother's geirus. So who's supplying the das geirus? The mother supplying the das geirus, not for the baby. The mother supplying the das geirus for herself. What's called herself? Her stomach, her two legs, her two arms, and her fetus, and everything else in between. Her fetus is part of her. That's not zoch l'abashol b'fonim. There is no independent geirus on the fetus. And therefore, Tosfos discovered the case. That is the case of a ger kata not requiring zirachim.
But if he's zirachimo, then he's not a ger.
Okay. Hold on for a second. We're going to get to that in a moment. Just how much of a ger does this fellow have to be? But let's argue with Tosfos for a second. What if you go down the other route? What if you uber is lav yerechimo? So this fetus is converting independently of the mother. Based on what? Who supplied the das geirus for this fetus? The answer is, like any other ger kata, this must be based on zoch lemesho v'fonav, which is the worst place we want to go, because Tosha just got finished on the test. Im kvar as kvar, if you're ready, you have to go down zochin. So what do you do with bereshit geirus? Take a regular 5-year-old and type one of the mikvah, and use the regular din of ger kata. So without telling us, Tosha's just crossed out half the Gemara. Tosfos said that, by the way, clearly this Tosfos is assuming that the Psach Halach is Uber Yerechimo, and therefore we don't have to go down. Hainu Rav Yisai, we don't have to go down independent Geirus, we don't need Zach Mashmah Bafana, but everything is Gevaldi. It's clear from Tosfos, didn't spell it. It's a very cryptic line. It's one half line of Tosfos, but it's clear that's what Tosfos meant. When he gets to Rabbi Pearl's question in a minute, but I'm going to turn the question on its head. Before we go weiter in this Tosfos, I want to pose just a very simple challenge to you. The Gemara Yevamos presents the sugya of Bereshit Sgaira, that it works, and it's clear from the Gemara that a geirus has to happen to this fetus. You want to call it an independent geirus, you want to part of the, but you pick and choose, whichever one you want. But a geirus has to happen, and the chora, in the absence of this geirus, if for some reason we can't get this lomdish mechanism right, and if, let's say neither of those spars are right, uber is lavi archimo, and somehow the chatzitza pose a problem. Assuming that all those facts would be wrong, what would the status of this baby be? Be right. Right? That's what I said. The Gemara says you need a geirus. How are you going to figure out? The Lomda says, look like this way, that way, the other way. But in the absence of a geirus, this child is not Jewish. I have a little bit of a problem. You know what my problem is? What's my problem? Now, that's a very tricky question. At what moment in time is the mother Jewish? She's Muberish in his geira. So she was not Jewish at the time of conception. She became Jewish at the time of birth. The Pashtas HaDvarim in the sugya is that, yes, we know, the Mishnah tells us in Kedusha that Jewishness depends on the mother. Which mother? Conception mother or birth mother? So until 50 years ago, that was a science fiction question. But L'chora, the Gemara has discovered a case where it's biologically the same person, but halakhically it's a very, very different person. It's a non-Jewish conception mother with a Jewish birth mother, and the Gemara is searching high and low for geirus. And the Gemara never said, what do you mean? Of course the kid's Jewish. Kid's Jewish was born to a Jewish mother. The Pashtas Dvarim is, being born to a Jewish mother, if you were conceived from a non-Jewish mother, doesn't necessarily make you Jewish. That's a simple pshat to do. Some gedolei ha-poskim, obviously the amount of the applications of this are critical. Some poskim want to be medayek that. It can work in both ways. If the Gemara is telling us that the birth mother is not enough, it's the conception mother, i.e. the egg, the source of the DNA, what are the other way around? What if it's a Jewish conception with a non-Jewish birth? Now, in halacha, you can't do that, because unless you're old, you can lose Kedushas Yisrael. But short of that, you can't figure that. Chazal couldn't talk about that. Well, we can talk about, in Tavshin Pei Beis, we can talk about that. Taking eggs from a Jewish woman, putting them into a non-Jewish, back and forth, vice versa. We had a whole array of questions that are no longer science fiction. So how far do you take that Gemara in Masechet Yevamah? So again, there's a whole gamut of different opinions that Gedolei HaPoskim. Some poskim accept this raya that we just suggested, others question the raya. Some say it's a sofek, we're not sure, it's a chumrah. The general practice and what they did in today is that, you know, with all the rayas, you know, shtickle rayas here and there, Jewishness is pretty important. And we really want to make sure we got it right. You know, we don't want anyone to come 50 years and question our rayas. So usually with the minute that they did miss today is that when there's anybody not Jewish involved in the procedure anywhere, from the birth, like it's anywhere along the way, so a trip to the mikveh is always a good standing. You know? L'yesseh, l'chumr b'yalma, geirus b'safek, l'chumr, whatever you want to call it, l'yesseh eis, we don't want anyone to question the Jewishness of this child. So whenever there's any party involved, when there's in any shape or form of the development of this fetus, this child, if all parties are not Jewish, so we're gonna probably insist on doing a geirus just to clear ourselves on all fronts. But again, this Gemara in Yevamos is critical in terms of this modern day discussion. But back to our story. So we have this geir in front of us. He's 11 years old. How did he become a geir? Not through the regular suya of get kotter of ksupas tafid aleph. Of Zochin, he became Jewish min HaTorah l'choladeis based on Mubershin's Gaira, at least according to the Maniyama Ubi Yerachimo. That's the case of Tosis. But now Tosis goes one step further. Now Tosis says, once we've just discovered or created a new scenario of this Ger Katan, we can now go back to 3 weeks ago's Kasha and come up with another creative answer to the question that bothered us for two shiurim. What was the original question? How did we start off? How did this kid get any money? So Tosfos turned the whole world upside down. He gave him a matana, das ches machnaso, he went to work, he got a Yerusha. Tosfos got a great answer. Catch this one. He was Yerush money. Remember who he was. He was Muberish and his Geir. So his mother converted, he was in utero, now he's born. He's Yoresh money. Who's the Yoresh from? Who's his Yoresh? From his mother. Says Tosfos, he's Yoresh's mother. Kagon, she has Gary, she has Ruberis, etc. The Efshahasha Dachrechen, Yoresh is Simai. He's Yoresh's mother.
This only work if you say Uber
Yachimo. Ooh, that's a loaded statement. That is so loaded, I can't. Okay, I'm going to hold off on that statement for a second, okay? Tosas just gave you an Ukimta and said, by the way, Baruch Hashem, for this new case that we just created, we were forced to it. You see, Tosas, because they were forced to the Chazgeiros to come up with the scenario, now they solved the Din Imam and the Chashim Bishop problem from 3 weeks ago.
But then he has Yichas,
so
we can potentially have
another Yorkshire. Oh, wait, we don't want to be guilty of overkill, okay? Both these issues are going to be related. All three of these issues are going to be covered. Oh, wait. So Tosas was very, very careful to tell you who he was Yorish. He was Yorish's mother. Implying that who is he not Yorish? Not Yorish's father. Why is he not Yorish's father? Because obviously, halachically, he's not related to his father. Right. Even if subsequently, let's say, Liu Tzu, his father, subsequently converted, he's still no shaykhus. No shaykhus, right? Or his father may even be really Jewish, but he's still no shaykhus then, right? It doesn't matter what his father is. L'chorah, right. There's no shaykh than him and his father, right? Him and his mother, there is a yichus, him and his father, there's no yichus. I mean, we're all saying this like with such confidence that we have a Gemara that actually spells this out. Tosas clearly is holding that way. Otherwise, the whole Tosas is about to self-destruct. Is there any Gemara that Tosas had their eyes on that this funny, unique yichus case of Bavershah's Gaira has yichus vis-a-vis the mother and therefore has the ability to be Yerish and does not have yichus vis-a-vis the father? So Tosas did have their eyes on the Gemara. It's another Gemara. So the Gemara, towards the end of Maseches Yevamos, the Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis. It's three lines from the bottom of Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis. The Braisa is talking about different scenarios of Geirim. And since it is the Maseches Yevamos, so it's talking primarily how Yibum's going to play out, potentially, between two brothers who are Geirim. So comes the Gemara, the Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Shalom b'kedusha, v'leidosa b'kedusha. If these two brothers are twins, Shlachim to'om, that's what the Rashi is talking about. If they are twins, and they were horasim shalom b'kedusha, means they were conceived before the mother was Jewish, and then they were born already b'kedusha after the mother was Jewish. I.e., what is that? It's Bubersha's guy. It's just Bubersha's guy with twins. That's basically what it is. So what's the status of these two boys? These two boys who were born to the mother who was a Rasa and Shalom Kedusha, Rasa and Kedusha. Now, 20 years later, they get married, and one of them dies without children. Now a Yibum Shara comes up. What are we really asking, Rabbi Zayin? Is there brothers. Are they brothers? But in order for Yibum to take effect, what kind of brothers are we asking about? Are they Achim and Av? That's very those Mishnayos earlier in Yevamos. Yibum only applies to Achim and Av. So the Braisa says emphatically, Lo Chotzin v'lo miyavnin. They don't have to do any chalitza. There is no need for Yibum. They're not Achim and Av, as was said correctly before. The father is no shaykhus. Whether the father was Jewish, whether the father was a goy, whether the father did give or didn't, the father is zero shaykhus to these kids. Alpidin, biologically, but Alpidin is zero shaykhus to these kids. So I would have said, okay, great. Let's say, for example, Reuven and Shimon are the two Geirim, you know, the two Mubershah's Geirim kids. 20 years later, Reuven gets married and he dies without any children. And now Shimon says, I know I don't have to do Yibum. I know I don't have to do chalitza. I want to marry you anyway. So what would you say? Okay, you want to marry you. Give us a date, right? What's the problem? You just got finished saying they're not brothers. I mean, Allah, you just told me they're not brothers. If they would have been brothers, it would have been Yibum chalitza. So what does the Braisa conclude? Not so fast. Aval chayovin mishum eshesach. If Shimon marries Reuven's almana, that's an isekores. Grace Bamzeiris. Why? It's his brother's wife. His brother. You just told me a minute ago it's not his brother's wife. What's the answer, obviously? Yeah, it's his brother who's been Haim. If you have two people who are only Achim and Haim and not Achim and Av, and they try to do quote unquote Yibum, that's the Sakaris. Yibum is only if they're also Achim and Av. They don't have to be Achim and Haim, but they have to be Achim and Av in order to be Mount Yibum. So again, so this Braisa. Yeah, this Braisa just told us two things. It told us that whenever you have Mubarish and his Gairas, There's zero shaychas to the father, and therefore any kurva which would come normally through the father doesn't exist, and that's why yibam chalitza don't kick in. On the other hand, don't say there's no kurva at all. There is kurva. There's kurva derech, the mother. And that kurva derech, the mother, creates an isakaris, an eshes achiv. Now, we have no idea, is this Gemara taking a stand? Is this Braisa addressing the issue of ubi yachimo, ubalav yachimo? The pashas is this is a tana, this is a Braisa. The two reasons that we're giving him Amoroi and Pupulin in Yavamas, l'chora, this Braisa stands l'chora days. L'chora, I say that with a little bit of a hesitation, but l'chora, this Braisa stands independently. So for our purposes, why do we learn these two lines in Tzadik Zayin of the Beis? Because this was obviously what was touched, was these are the wheel of Tzadik and Tzadik's mind. Just as in Hilchas Yibum, there's no Korvim in Av, but in Hilchas Arayas, there is a Korvim in Aim. So too in Hilchas Yerusha, the same is true. So based on now our reading of this Gemara in Tzadik Zayin, now that we're familiar with this Gemara in Tzadik Zayin, if you had a Mubarash in his Gaira, the kid's born, and the mother dies 5 years later, would you have any latest asaf accuser that the child is Yorish Levan? Would you have any doubt that that's true? Or should you have any doubt? If he's related to the mother, Haraya, he can create a shame of Achim and Aim, so he's related to the mother in order to be Yorish. I would say there's no latest asaf. I don't have any doubt whatsoever. Why am I hesitating? Anyone notice the Tosfos? Let's go back to Tosfos and Sanhedrin for a minute. Let's go back to Tosfos. The first one line was Eishes Avik Yichav. So Tosfos discovered that the case in our Gemara must be Mubar Shin Isgar because of the Gavis issue, because of the Zachir technicalities. So the case is Mubar Shin Isgar. And now that they've discovered Mubar Shin Isgar, now they're thrilled. Tosfos is jumping for joy because now they solved the Dina Mamonis issue. They have Yerusha Derech Ha'Ein, Kafaldik. There's one word this text that doesn't fit. The Efshar Hashtad Achrechen Yerusha Simai. What word doesn't fit? Efshar. What's the Efshar? Why does this text have been called for you? What's the hesitation? What's the Efshar? Avada is Yerusha Ein. Harai Ligman, Yerusha Yavama says, creates Korva, creates Erva. The only way he can create Erva is he's related to his mother. So the same relation the mother creates Erva should create Yerusha Sa'im. It's a palindosis. Efshar, what's the Efshar? So this word, the Efshar, has been bothering me for years and years and years. And I think as of today, it stopped bothering me. I was thinking about it a little bit more. I'll tell you why it's not bothering me. And the last time I sent you a Tosin Ksuba, Stefi Dalaf from Ralph, in the Sugya of Gyor Kroton. Tosis in the Sugya of Gyor Kroton starts talking about Tzadhed and Tzabacha, starts pilfering about the Mubarashin of Gaira. Let's take a look at. About three quarters of the way down, the first word line is Ger. He's talking about the Mubarashin's Gaira, how the Ger Minat Torah, the Yisrael Gomeru, the Islay Mammon Minat Torah, Kigon, Sheyorish Hasima. What word is missing in Tosin Ksuvus? There's no Hashem. Tosin said it emphatically. Kigon, Sheyorish Hasima. Tosfos didn't hem and horn, maybe Ken Zayin Efshar Yod Dinei and Efshar. Tosfos said it, because it's true. Lefiyan is Naiti. This Tosfos said Hedron's Efshar. Tosfos is not saying they had a halachic doubt. What the din is? Maybe he had money, maybe she didn't have money. Tosfos is saying, you want a case? I'm going to give you a case. Efshar. Efshar is Yerush Simai. I'll tell you a secret. You know, I don't like to change words in Tosfos. But I'm not so sure that the word shouldn't be. Yorish means it's like a halachic statement. Is he Yorish or not? Yorish means he was Yorish, was he not? I don't know. She's rich. She was Yorish. She wasn't rich. She was Yorish. It's a guess. I'm not sure. I looked, fiddled around the back. I didn't see anybody tamper with this diocese. But I don't know what the Efshah was. Honestly, I don't understand what the halachic Efshah was.
But isn't that the whole point to demonstrate how the kid got, how the baby got money? Isn't that the whole discussion?
No, yes. The Tosfos is just saying that once I give you this case, so then I have a great answer. How come I skip? You got money. You got it from the mother. That's all. Tosfos didn't mean anything. All I'm saying is that the Tosfos didn't mean a halachic doubt. They didn't have any real lomdush doubt about this topic. The topic is clear as day in Yevamos. That's what he's saying. Suggestion: take it or leave that particular part. But I call upon Tosfos has the case. Rabbi Say, we still have problems because the last thing you want to be is guilty of overkill. We're hanging all of our eggs in one basket. This Yerusha from the mother. I said, ask you just a funny question. Who says somebody's Yerusha to their mother? Forget about a Gerim or Bereshit Gerim. Who says anyone's Yerusha to their mother? Well, what leads me to pose that question is a cloud of Hilchos Yerusha, the whole cloud that permeates all of Hilchos Yerusha. Mishpacha Saf Kru Mishpacha, Mishpacha Saf Nenek Kru Mishpacha.
So who would be Yerusha?
I could hear other people possibly. Well, her father, she's a... You mean a regular person or this?
Regular
person? Yeah. So... the answer to the question is yes. A bain is Yerusha's mother. It's Mishpacha Zeim in a Kru Mishpacha. So there has to be some answer to that question. So the answer to that question actually lies in the Sugya. You must have this Baba Basra. I should have read Rahman's story after reading the Baba Basra. Baba Basra
is pretty good. Counterbalance is
something. In Yeshiva, whenever beginning of the year, so the all the Rashivas get the free Gemara, the courtesy of the Reitz office. So we always get to choose which one we want. So they always have the Shas Vala Chadash ones or the Oz V'Hada ones. So this year, I don't think anybody took the Oz V'Hada from last year. Oz V'Hada, you need a wheelbarrow to carry the Oz V'Hada from last year. So before we can get to the crazy case, the wild scenario of Mubarish's Yairish, a kid being Yairish, the mother, who says a regular person is Yairish, the mother? Who says? I didn't forget yet about the Av. We're going to come back to the other Yerusha. But let's just make sure we got the mother and the son relationship down pat. So if we take a look at Baba Basra on Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis. It's two lines from the bottom of Kuf Yud Amud Beis. The Mishnah says that a person is Yerusha's mother. It's a Mishnah. Ish Yerusha's mother. So the Gemara asks the famous question, how do you know? Where does that come from? You know what the problem is? Why is the Gemara waking up and saying, Menon Emili? Because we open up Parshas Pinchas with all the Dibur of Yerusha, and it ain't there. And there's a good reason why it's not there, because Mishpachas Av, Kuv Mishpachas, I'll say, Amen, Kuv Mishpachas. So the Gemara says, you know what the Mocher is? The Toner Avonon, the Chobas, Yereshes, Nachla, Mimatas, Bnei Israel. You got to get to the end of Sefer, you got to make it to Matas Masay, make it to Tashvi, the end. And the Torah describes, but the parasha, the end of the Slochot story, when they finally realize that, hey, wait a second, if they actually are going to be Yoresh, all the property is going to go to another Shevet, the Chobas, Yoreshes, Nachal, Yoreshes, Bnei Yisrael, the Torah gives a special mitzvah, which is only a Din L'Shoah, wasn't Din L'Tayrus, but that generation, since they were just dividing up Eretz Yisrael, any daughter who got Nachal, now she only got Nachal, there were no brothers, but Lu Yitzuyah, like a case like B'nos Slochot, where there were no brothers, and she got the Yerusha, the Chobas Yeresh Yisnachim Matas B'nai Yisrael, she has to marry somebody in her Shevet. So come Chazal and say, that phrase, Chobas Yeresh Yisnachim Matas B'nai Yisrael, is a very strange phrase. Matas is Lashon Rabin. It should be Chobas Yeresh Yisnachim Matas B'nai Yisrael. She doesn't get two Matas. Hech Bas Yimu Yeresh Yisnachim Matas. Who gets two Matas? Who gets two Shvotim? Elazo She'avir Mishevet Echad V'ima Mishevet Acher U'meisu V'yar Shoson. Yep. her father from Reuven married a girl from Shimon, she gets two Yerushas, she gets two Matas. From here we learn that a person is Yerush their mother. So yes, the Gemara, the Emi Alabas Ben Yinayim, I know that a daughter is Yerush her mother, I didn't know a son is Yerush's mother. Kal v'chayme, u'ma bash, u'ma k'ycha b'nechzi av, yofa k'ycha b'nechzi av, ben she yofa k'ycha b'nechzi av, and a din shem, oh, kal v'chayme, u'shtipu tar, oh, kal v'chayme. And then the Gemara goes on with the following question. Okay, so we know, wonderful. A daughter is Yerusha's mother, and a son is Yerusha's mother. Everything's great, wonderful. What if a mother dies? And again, assuming there's no Baal yet, Baal would throw everything with Yerusha's Baal, it's a different picture of the Gemara. But a woman dies, and she has a son and a daughter, who's Yerush. So believe it or not, it's Machlekes HaTorah, the whole Amr, Kufir Av, Mir Av, Kutz Machlekes HaTorah, between Rebbe Zechayah ben Akatzah and all the other Rabbanim. So all the other Rabbanim, the Chacham said, Bein Karam Labas. When there's a son, the son gets everything. The Lord doesn't get anything up your day. Rebbe Zechayah ben Akatzah says, no, they split it. What's going on? What is going on in this again? The starting point of the sugya was, there's no such thing, how about the Wahid Tochid, that a child should be Yorish, their mother, it's Mishpach HaZeim. The one says, yes, it's Xerus HaKosim. And then Machlek said, and by the way, just say, Bein Karam Labas. So the Chorah, there seems to be something very fundamental going on in the sugya. Rabbi Zechai ben Akatzav, the Tanah of Zechai ben Akatzav, seems to hold the fact that a child is Yorish's mother, that's a Xerus HaKosim B'Yalma. It's not part of which parasha? No. It's not part of Nachlas. It's not part of Yerushas. Proof positive. It's not in Parshas Pinchas. It's in Parshas Maaseh. And therefore, it's not subject to the rule that usually governs Hilchos Yerushas, called Bein Karam Labas. Machom Bein in Labas Klub of Machom Sheish Bein. And the Chachamim say, no, you're right. There shouldn't have been a din of a Bein Yerushas Imo. You're right. But once the Torah tells it to us, so the Torah is saying, this is the quirk, this is the exception to the Din of Mishpach HaZeim, in a quirk Mishpacha. If you want to know what is it, it's regular Yerusha.
Is that only about the Kavachomer?
Yeah, so the question is, was the Kavachomer just there to get me to where I have to get to? It means once you have the Kavachomer basically teaches me that it's the same as regular Yerushas. It's a little bit tricky because the Gemara here pimples is a good Kavachomer, not a good Kavachomer, Yedayo, Nishdayo, but it could be that the underlying lumbus behind this whole sugya is what the final word is, what's the relationship between Yerushas Abayin as aim and regular Yerushas.
Well, that's the point. If it's a separate din, you're not going to apply the regular halacha of Ben Kodim, it's not yet the cause of Ben, so can you even
work from that? Right. Okay, maybe the whole Kavachom, I mean, even Rabbi Chaim Akatzah buys into a certain degree to the Kavachom, to the idea that's Yerusha. Okay, maybe, I don't know. Okay, just food for thought. So, we're not exactly sure the details of how is it that a child is Yerush a mother, but it exists, according to everybody in the sun. It's a possible Chumash and Mishnah, everyone agrees that it exists. Okay. So we're not going to bother Tosfos too much in this one. So Tosfos, we got a case, we got a ger, he's a ger katan without Zechiyah, his mother's got some money, he's Yerush, and wonderful. But wait a second. We don't want to be guilty of overkill. Let's not forget. This ger is not enough just to give him some money. He's got to be a ger, what? Mason the Yorshin. There's no Yorshin. 1 second. I can think of some possible Yorshin. Who's some possible Yorshin of his? Well, his father's for sure out of the picture, right? Because remember, that was Gemara Yevamos. His father's not related to him. Right? So there's no, the only Yorshin we can have are children, but he's a Gekot, and that's the whole point. Wait a second. If he could be Yorshin's mother, can't she be Yerush him? That's the multi-million dollar question. This may be a multi-million dollar question. So obviously, the answer to the question is no, she's not Yerush him. Because lo yitzuya that she could be Yerush him, then the whole Vimei Leish Goel just disappeared. Just self-destructed. Because the whole point of this pasuk is, if he's a katan, you don't have to look for anybody. There's no way to find. The father doesn't exist up in Aloha. The brothers are not related to him, if there are any. His children doesn't have because he's a katan. The only living relative he has is a mother. The mother's a Yerushim anyway.
Wait.
But the Torah is saying, don't even look whether the mother's here or not. That's the possibility. Ein la ish goel. So remember, the Torah Shabbat said, Ein la ish goel means, if he's an ish, You better make sure he doesn't have a goel. Make sure he doesn't have any children. Make sure there's nobody around. Make sure there's no Yairish. But if he's a katan, you don't have to do your homework. If he's a katan, there's nobody available on this planet to be Yairish. What do you mean? Maybe he's not as alive. You mean there's nobody? So the answer is obvious, or seems to be obvious. The man is not Yairish. Is that a true statement? So let's see if that's a true statement. If it's not a true statement, we're in big trouble. So let's take a look at a Gemara in Baba Basra, also in Yesh Nechlin, and Daf Kuf Yudar Beis. And Daf Kuf Yudar Beis, it's about 3, 6 lines from the bottom, the end of the line. Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Shum Rabbi Shehud, Rabbi Shimon, Devar Torah, Ha'av Yoreshes B'no, that's okay. V'isha Yoreshes B'no. A mother is Yoreshes, her child. Where in the world could that possibly have come from? Catch this, Shenemar. Matos. Remember that possible? Mimatos B'nei Yisrael? Makish Mata Eiv Mata Av. Ma Mata Av Yoreshes B'no? That which everybody said to me, no, of course, for sure, the mother's not yours. Not true. Rabbi Yechaz said, neighbor, be to Rabbi Shimon. The mother is, in fact, your reshes, the child. I'm Mishpacha Zayim and a Kru Mishpacha. The same way Mishpacha Zayim was a Kru Mishpacha and the son is still yours, the mother works in both directions. So the Gemara continues on Kuf Tetzvav and Aleph and says, it's very nice that Rabbi Shimon said that, but the Tan of the Mishnah doesn't say that. This not Mishnah Nishtoch, doesn't say that. The Mishnah says that Ishas Benav, Ishas Baila, Manchim of Lonechlin. It says the Pharisee of Mishnah not that way. So the Gemara tries to figure out how did the Tana of the Mishnah know what it said? But I'm to the Pasuk. So finally, the Gemara concludes before the Mishnah in Kuftez Bab and Aleph, Shan Yav Demekua Bechobas, Yereshas Takla, Yereshas Ve'enam Moreshas. It's like Zeres HaKosav. So the answer to our question is a mother Yereshas a child? You know what the answer to that question is? Lachlekes HaTanoim. Between the Mishnah and this Tana. The Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. You can't blame Tosis because, I mean, it's not a question I get a pasuk like a Stam Mishnah against one lone Tana Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. Clearly get a pasuk like a Stam Mishnah, but just interesting to note that not everybody agreed to the scenario that Tosis depicts. Tosis made up this case. And they gave money to the mother, and now they're giving Yerusha to the child. And by doing so, they may have gone overboard. Because if that mother-son relationship exists, then in theory, you wish you could go back to the mother also. Possibly. Possibly. This Tana, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, we kind of like stole him for our purposes, made a whole fuss out of him. He wasn't talking about what Bereshit's guy was, right? I mean, what did he say? He said, Devar Torah Av Yoreshes B'no. He's talking about regular people. Right? That's what I would have thought. He doesn't say that he's talking about what Bereshit's guy was. Tosfos in the bottom of Kuf Yud Aleph Beis finds it impossible to believe that any Tana under the sun would hold that the mother is Yoreshes, the child. You know why Tosfos finds that impossible to believe? What happened to the Yerusha? Yeah, what happened to Pesukim B'Chumash? The She'era, the Mishpacht of a Korb, the Yoreshes, what's that said? So a regular case, a normal case, Nebuch, a person dies and both parents are alive. Who gets the Yerusha? According to B'Nu B'Shem, they split it. The father and the mother split. Because the father's Yoresh and the mother's Yoresh, they split it. What? Doesn't sound that way. But what did Rabbi Shimon say? So you know what Tosfos says? Tosfos has a startling statement at the bottom of Kuf Yud Aleph Beis. The last line, the last Tosfos, in the bottom of Kuf Yud Aleph Beis. V'nir l'Rabbi Tam l'Ri, the B'giyoyres ka'amar d'yoreshes b'no. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon was not talking about a normal case. A normal case? Are you talking? A normal case, the mother splitting with the father, that undermines all of the Yerusha. What was Yehuda Rabbi Shimon talking about? Why is the mother Yoreshes? Because why?
Yes.
Because there is no father. It's a what? It's a Mubereshes guy. That's what it means. It's a Mubereshes guy. So my nafkamina that the mother gets it, nafkamina shall yin l'chas of hefkir. Because otherwise, if not forgiving it to the mother, what would we have said it would be? It would be nichseh ager shemeh, spen lo yorshim. So Rabbi Shimon is the chadash, there is a yoresh. The yoresh, this is the mother. That's possible, according to Rabbi Shimon. That's right. We don't pass like this. So Tosis is still okay. Tosis is the illustration of story. It's supposed to be a svarash
when you have
No, but that's, I mean, lemaisim tefka tefka. I mean, in the end of the day, let's say there's no money, there's nothing, you know, a ger doesn't have a money, you know, stop. So, tefka tefka. Doesn't kill us, but we have care. So, what did Tosis just tell us? A startling thing. Tosis told us that, according to Rabbi Shimon, no normal, regular mother is yoresh the child. That's off the charts. The father's yoresh, but that's out. The only possibility of Hechatim says Mubereshes guy, when there is no father, then the mother will be yoresh. So let me ask you the following, Shaila. Isn't there a principle called Mishpachas Av? We had enough trouble explaining why a child is yoresh to mother. Even that we couldn't quite swallow, but you know, possible. We'll do me something. But this is like even worse. This is even more. So Rabbi Shimon is formulating a very strange thing. When there's a father, then the mother is negated. When there's no father, then the mother plays a major role. Is Rabbi Shimon saying that Mishpachas Ein, Ein Akru Mishpacha, doesn't mean it entirely? It's a famous, famous Chakira. What's the nature of the Mishpachas Ein Akru Mishpacha? That means Mishpachas Ein is nothing. Mishpachas Ein fails, B'mochem Sheish Mishpachas Av. Is that what Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon saying? I'm sorry, Rabbi Shimon saying? That when there's a father, so the Mishpachas Ein is garnished. When there's no father, like our case, Mubereh Shez Gaira, Mishpachas Ein comes to the fore. Is that what he's saying? Or is Rabbi Shimon not even saying that? Rabbi Shimon is saying, no. Mishpachas Ein is zero, 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 and more zeros. I have a posse in Chumash, Matas B'nai Yisrael, Zeres HaKos, go do me something. That's a loaded question within Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. Within the Rabbanon, it's a moot point. But according to Rabbi Shimon, we're not sure what exactly he said. So there's a Reb Chaim about this, Anuchas Yisur Abir, Reb Chaim's part of a whole other Shtibot Torah, not for us right now. But Reb Chaim assumed that nobody said Mishpachas Ein is anything ever zero, even in the absence of Mishpachas Ein. Mishpachas Ein is gornish from gornish from gornish. But Sal Acharonim wanted to raise this shayla. That maybe there is something to this idea that Mishpachas Ein is the absence of Mishpachas Ein. Anyone know a good trivia, halachic history question? Which Beis Din was this suffix misorer for the first time in history? Mishpachas Ein in the absence of Mishpachas Ein. Way back before that. I give you a hint. It's related to tomorrow's Daf Yomi. Beis Din Hashem Moshe. This suffix made it to Moshe Rabbeinu's Beis Din. What's the nature of the din? Mishpachas Ein and Akru Mishpacha. Is it totally meaningless? Or is it only meaningless if and when there is a meaningful Mishpachas Av to reckon with? Moshe Rabbeinu was presented with the Shaila, he passed it one way, and the Baal Din was not happy.
Okay.
What does the Torah's Kohanim say? Torah's Kohanim, Rashi calls the Torah's Kohanim. What did he want exactly this guy? The Yinotsu B'machaneh, the Torah's Kohanim says, what do you mean B'machaneh? He wanted a place that you haven't done. He wanted a chelik in the midbar. He wanted to hang out by the flag of Bnei Dan. And they told him to go jump in the lake. He's not from the Sheret Dan. He said, what do you mean from Sheret Dan? Show us Bez Divri's my mother. So what did they tell him? Mishpachas Akru Mishpacha. Mishpachas Eben Akru Mishpacha. So what did he want? He didn't know the Pasuk Chumash, but what did he want? So my Shik says that his lumdus was this shadow, this suffix. The Megadif, the Hest, the Megadif, the Shtik Alam. The Megadif said, wait a second. You want to tell me when a guy from Reuven marries a girl from Yehuda, so the kid has no shakas to Yehuda, that I'm a cow. But I don't have a father. My father was the Ish Mitzri. I'm not getting any of his Yerusha. So my only claim to fame is through my mother, Shomus Pas Divri Levatei Dan. So I want to be part of Sheva Dan. So I want to get my Danness, you know, for lack of a better term, through my mother. That was a good Sheva. I'll tell you the truth. You know, I mean, unfortunately, he had a bad ending, but that was a pretty long Shetayna. He had a Shibotayi Raya from Taisas, from Sigi Kuf to Dan, and it's not a bad Taina. Moshe Rabbeinu thought he was wrong. Why? Moshe Rabbeinu told him, no. Moshe Rabbeinu quoted Reb Chaim and said, no, you're wrong. He said that nothing comes from the mother. Not a mashir, not a tipa minayam. Nothing comes from the mother. You get it from the father. There's no father, you're nothing. What are you? You're there. You're where do you care about? The Mitmaran, we'll send it to you, Micha, with the Dosh Shirian, we'll figure it out later. But you're not part of Sheva Dan. You're not called the Yamob Mishpachas Dan. You don't get Mishpachas aim because Gornish Mubarash doesn't help you. So Reb Chaim in Surah Biyah writes, he doesn't quote this Maisa, but Ram Shif quotes this Maisa with the Megadish. It's not Reb Chaim's style to quote this. But Reb Chaim says that nobody on the page of Mabas Kufi Dalai would ever dream of saying that Mishpachas aim does anything of any shape or form. Which is great for us because we don't even hold like those like we hold like the Rabban. We hold the whole thing is nothing. The mother's going to get nothing. So great, we'll give the mother a lot of money. We'll have the kid yerush the mother. When the kid dies, there's no girl. The mother's getting nothing from nothing.
So according to this, if Moshe Rabbeinu already heard this back in the but just like early in the Midbar, yeah. Right? And how come when the Tzlovka came, he should have applied that principle and said, "Sorry, you're out." Well, it's only in Zeres HaKosov that came afterward. Why didn't he even think to go and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu?
So, that's not the same. The B'nos Tlobchad are claiming we're related to our fathers. Forgetting Mishpachas Av. Their subject was that, well, it was only this Chadish that a Ben is yours, I didn't know about it. So, and one Akuda from the Sugyan, we'll put it on hold till next week. For the rest, the best part of the Sugyan. Reb Chaim, in his piece of this Rabia, where he makes a big push based on this Gemara, and this Taisus, with Mishpachas Eim, is a nothing, is a zero, Mamash, Dvar, Patel, who told him, Chaim has a little bit of a problem. There's a Gemara Masechet Bechoros, the 8th Perek, that talks about the following shayla. For us, it's a moot shayla for the following reason. The Mishnah says that a levi is part of a pidgin aben. That's a given. That's what I'm from Sukkim in the Midbar. Levi is part of the Pidgin. There's a Machlekes Amoraim. What if the person's not a Levi, but his mother is a Bas Levi? Is that also a Poiter? So one day in the Gemara says, just your mother being a Bas Levi, it's not a Poiter. You're not a Levi, so you're Chayim Pidgin. And the other day it says, no, you're right, you're not a Levi, but Petarechem Torah Rechamana. You need a Petarechem of Yisrael to be Mechayev. So if the Petarechem, the Rechem you came out of, was a Levi, a Dikka Petarechem, so that's also part of the that's not like, so we have the bas like that second day. So we basket, the father or the mother is a bas slave, that's going like the same thing for these purposes. So the child's going to be part. But according to the Mandiyama that says, no, only if you personally belong to Shevet Levi are you part of the fact that your mother's a bas slave is a mouth of the there's one day in the Gemara that says that. So Gemara makes the following qualification according to that day. Gemara says, what would the din be if a bas slave never has a child from a goy. The child's Jewish. His Jewish mother. Chayim Pidur Ben Apotah. Again, for us it's a moot question because it doesn't matter who the father is. Jewish, not Jewish. Comes from a Petarechem of Levi's Apotah. But according to that day in the Gemara, that Petarechem itself is not a Apotah. This gets Chayim Pidur Ben Apotah. If you would ask me, I would say, he's Chayim. He's not a Levi. How did he become a Levi? Based on what Kleach did he become a Levi? Sorry to say the Gemara disagrees. The Gemara says, no. He's part of Pidgin Aben Cholodesh. You know why? Because the Levi is part of Pidgin Aben. He's a Levi. He's going to get the second Aliyah. He's a Levi. What kind of Levi is he? How do you become a Levi? L'chora, what's the easiest answer to that question? When there's no father, then you take on your mother. Problem is, says Reb Chaim, it's against this sugya. And Ram Shif was here, it's against Moshe Rabbeinu. So how could it be? Magadev comes back to life in the end of Bechayrus. So what's Pshat? So with the Chaim Rakusha, Reb Chaim has the thought, there's like, can't get more brisk than this. Reb Chaim says, Mishpachas Av, in a Kriya Mishpacha means dinim that are neveya from Hilchos Mishpacha, dinim that depend upon the Shem Mishpacha, like Yerusha, Mishpacha of Yerusha, so dinim Mishpacha depend upon Av and not of Eim. The fact that a Levi is potter from Pidyon Aben is not because he's Mishpachas Leviya, it's because he has a din Levi on him. There's a din Levi and there's Mishpachas Levi. We usually think, either you're from the family Levi, no, you can have an individual who has dinei Leviya without Mishpachas Leviya. That's this guy. The dinim of Leviya, not the Mishpachas Levi, the dinim of Leviya, which are all that matters, the dinim of Patrim and Pidyon Aben, can come and get from the mother also. There's no dinim. You get your genes, you get half your DNA from your mother, you can get the dinim from your mother, you can't get Shem Mishpacha, but you don't need Mishpachas Leviya in order to be Patrim and Pidyon Aben. You have to like, Mom, speak to this Reb Chaim, you know. Chaim was base Halevi, you know, from the base Bris there, when they're all Leviim. So Reb Chaim has this fascinating, you say, take a look for yourselves, we discuss the dinim of some dinim of Talia on Shem Mishpacha, some dinim of Talia on Shem Levi, dinim Levi, not Mishpacha Levi. It's already a whole other world. But
this
Reb Chaim,
this kid won't have a Pidyon Aben, but also I don't know if they still
know. Yeah, I'm not sure what's going to happen to this kid. When the Gabbai calls him up, imagine, the Gabbai goes, Ya Aboi, and they ask him, are you a... Imagine the following scenario. The Gabbai asks, is there a Levi around? The guy says, I'm a din Levi, Nishki Mishpachas Levi. Tell him, send them back. Send them to Brisk. If everybody gets it, I'm not sure what they did. But anyway, that's all the result of this process. So bottom line is, Baruch Hashem, we're Matzliach. We got some more. We're Maviach, two things. We created a Gekotah Midaraisa without going down the road of Zechiah. And to boot, we get him some money also, because he got the Yerusha of his mother. And we realize that all the other Yerushim are out of the picture because there's no father. That's the Gemara Nifnach Zivamas. So Tarsus was pretty successful for themselves. With one line, they solved the whole series of questions. But they did leave one thing hanging, which hopefully next year we'll pick up in the next year. Tarsus basically said, Ger Katan cannot exist in a Torah with just Zechiah. Because Zechiah is mitam shlichus, that's not going to work. Then Tarsus, of course, asked the obvious question. What about the entire Talmud and Ksuba Stafid Alf and Alf? Where the Gemara very much talks about Ger Katan working, presumably in a Torah. We missed your next move, Tarek. Take that part of the place to the part of the
book. Where's Mamshik?
Mamshik is, I think it's a quote in Rishis Koch. You have Rishis Koch? I'll show it to you. It's in the Tshuva. Give me a second.